authorization, and so that stopped the disruptions that were happening in the first two meetings. At the last meeting, we did consider a motion from the National Finance Committee because WPFW and WBAI had been unable to come up with budgets that were balanced. The recommendation from the PNB was that the WPFW local management station would come up with a plan within 60 days for balancing their budget and meeting their obligations. And the recommendation from the PNB is that the national management, the interim executive director and CFO, come up with a plan to WBAI also to regularize their finances. As I said, the I think there's a plan in a couple of months' time to have a face-to-face meeting. The IED reported that the opening for the national election supervisor has been posted, so that the process of LSB delegate elections for this year will take place on schedule.
There will be time for questions after all of our remaining three directors have spoken. Mr. Alexander, 3 minutes are yours.
Oh, 3 whole minutes. I won't need 3 minutes. I do want to comment on, however, what Michael said about fixing the disruptions by calling out to members that worked well. And I want to thank you for your work on that. Although there were times when many of us were dropped off the call, I'm sure it's just more technical snappers that have to be worked through. Other than that, there was a problem with the delegates from New York not being seated. I find the fact that they just had one delegate who may or may not have been appropriate on there. Hopefully that'll be corrected by next meeting.
I think so. And Grace Aaron also, 3 minutes.
Okay, to reiterate what Jonathan said, several of us, Jan, myself, Jonathan, and a friend of ours from KPFT, have continually brought forward the fact that we object to the improper constitution of the National Board. We feel that many illegal bylaws, failures to follow the bylaws have occurred, which has led to an improper national board. The national board has chosen to disenfranchise most of the representation from WBAI. The national board elected two affiliate directors who are not specific affiliates, an improper affiliate election that's illegal per the bylaws. There are two explanations for this that I have heard. One, that the law will uphold anything that's reasonable. In my opinion, and Jan's opinion, and Jonathan's opinion, and in Bill Crozier from KPFT's opinion, none of these bylaw violations are reasonable. They're unreasonable. It's unreasonable to disenfranchise an entire radio station. We've been having delegates meetings ever since 2003. And Lydia just stated that delegates meetings don't exist in Pacifica. That is not true. Also, there are other bylaws violations that have been going on, and they all seem to, all of these interpretations of what should be done seem to be favoring one particular faction, which I think is wholly improper. I will be proposing that the National Board have some sort of mediation or arbitration to sort out these problems because they're egregious problems. I don't think that we should move on a national level until they're solved. And the other argument that I've heard is that the bylaws are ambiguous and can be interpreted one way or another. There are a few minor ambiguities in the bylaws. The bylaws are not completely ambiguous and open to interpretation. They are, like the Constitution of Pacifica, they need to be followed, not interpreted and twisted to some purpose. I don't know what it is. So anyway, we should be following our bylaws, not trying to manipulate them for one reason or another.
And our last national officer.
She's got 30 seconds left. I've been timing.
Not on here.
She had 3 minutes, didn't she?
I started the timer, Milo. I started it. So.
We're going to hear from our treasurer first, and then we can have discussion.
Michael Novick.
Did Jonathan?
Yes.
And I thought I'd see my extra time to Grace.
I did not hear you say that.
I'm sorry.
Did I cut? I thank you. So
it's okay. If someone has a question, I'll answer it later. I'm done.
Okay, we're going to hear from our directors and our treasurer first, and then we have 10 minutes for Q&A. Mr. Blair, our treasurer's report, the most exciting area of EMB.
How long is it? Yeah.
3 minutes. Obviously, I can't. I have a 3.5 page report. I have a dozen copies here. So I sent the electronic version to all the LSB members yesterday. I have paper copies if people would like to see them. In any case, obviously I can't read the entire report. Basically, I report that. You want to hand these out to any of our members that like it? Basically, I report that our fund drive. Last fund drive, which was 32 days and ended March 4th, took up just about all February. We have a report by the GM. We have, I believe, $127,000 in our bank account as of get the second page. Yes. We have $127,834 in our bank account as of March 7th. Our current operational costs, I've estimated to be $300,000 a month. And what that means is that we're going to be going through the fund drive surplus that we have very, very rapidly. So, as Leslie has said in her manager's report, everything hinges on the quiet fund drive. This is a very iffy proposition because we have no experience and no real data for this mode of operation. Leslie projects that we have to raise $120,000 in basically 60 days from March through April. A simple calculation shows that we have to raise $2,000 to $3,000 a day via the quiet fund drive. One of the key elements of the quiet fund drive is that people are going to be driven to donate on our web page. If that web page doesn't work, obviously the quiet fund drive isn't going to work.
Works.
20
so,
seconds.
I'm sorry?
20 seconds,
you'll
be through.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God, right. I'm not much of a public speaker. Okay. So I project that, that we will run out of funds by sometime in early April. Very likely. Okay, thank you.
Do I have any time remaining? Because I had to repeat myself with the mic.
I started another time for you.
I just wanted to report the efforts of the PNB to get a delegation from WBEI, and the current state of that is that there's a balloting online measure that was proposed. Where all the LSB delegates would vote online for the PNB delegate directors and officers in New York.
Excuse me, are we having a section talking about PNB Elections Committee? Or is this something coming out of them?
No, this is the reference to what Grace was talking about the lack of directors from WBAI. First, there was an effort to have the BAI LSB meet, and then when that did not succeed, the current effort is to have an electronic voting by paper ballot.
Are we in Q&A yet?
No, we are not. By the way, we have a hard cut off at 2 o'clock, but we still have 15 minutes required for the public. So let's do definitely move.
Q&A?
I'm sorry.
Open to Q&A.
Q&A?
Yes.
For a minute.
Grace was mentioned by Michael, so I think she should
okay.
get a chance.
No, no.
Wait.
It's Q&A.
We have
okay.
16 minutes until 2 o'clock.
Right, and we have 15 minutes for the
public. I said 15 minutes.
But Chan changed it, that we voted on Jan.
Q&A?
Let's have the public.
Okay.
No.
We have no
Q&A. I would like to open to, we only have, we will have to extend another 15 minutes to allow the public to speak as they're entitled to, as well as to have our Q&A, which was set for 10 minutes.
What? To extend.
Who will vote to extend for another 15 minutes?
All in favor of extending another 15 minutes, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five. All opposed to extending 15 minutes, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We are not extending.
We are not able to do Q&A, new business, or announcements. We will need to open the floor at this point for people who have signed up from the public to speak. Bella?
Thank you. So, you got a mic, right? Okay. The motions that we, once again, I want to reiterate that all the motions that were pushed here today that were voted on are motions that were not deliberated over properly in proper committee setting, that were pushed on to the governance committee without the proper procedure. That means they came in from the program oversight committee, they came from the personnel committee, that means that they were introduced at the governance committee. I also want to say that I am just shocked as how you are conducting business here. You did not give us an agenda, right? So we were not able to follow through with you. This election result is being challenged because of we feel that this was an illegal result. And regarding the new programming people like Sonalika Hodger and Roy Tuckman and Ali Lexa, these people were removed for reasons that you are not given credence to as to why they were removed. And the people that are there now, you are not acknowledging what they're bringing into the station. So I want to also let you know that you're not helping. You're not helping to promote. You're not helping. And this is a fundraising body, as Grace Aaron had said before at the governance committee. It is a body to raise funds. And we need to concentrate on that.
Elise, yes? Hi. I want to acknowledge Roberta for filling in as a chair and doing an admirable job under very difficult conditions. So that's not been said, so I wanted to say that. I also want to state, because, you know, there's some new folks here who don't know me. I'm not here at all of the meetings, but I do my best to attend. I've been doing that for about 8 years or so. And I also want to acknowledge at all the meetings that I've been at that Leslie, our manager, is the only manager that I have seen who has regularly attended these meetings, regularly presented really what is going on in her view, and responded to questions. I hardly ever saw that before. So I want to acknowledge that Leslie's doing that. And I think that as a board, we are here to support the station and to support those at the station who are there and working toward our common goals. And that's what Leslie's doing, and that's what her, right, the programmers are doing. And we all need to be standing together and supporting that rather than, you know, arguing about this or that other little thing.
10 seconds.
All right, thank you.
Adam Rice.
Yes, again. Now, I distributed to all of you. Okay, Ken. I distributed to all of you, or it should be floating around, The answer to the question of whether we had anything to do with the FTC from two lawyers, our FCC lawyer and the one you hate, Dan Siegel. Problem is, Dan Siegel is still one of the best lawyers in the country. Fact! Look up the record. Okay? So, behind that is your duty of care, which states that you cannot do anything to endanger this corporation, which you passing this motion, yet again, actually did. We do not comply with the FTC because we don't sell anything. It's pretty simple. We're a nonprofit corporation, and we give thank you gifts. That does not put us in FTC rules. This came about as a result of, for those who aren't familiar, Gary Knoll's idiotic lawsuit, of which the first 13 clauses were his resume. Gary Knoll has raised so much money for WBAI. How about the money we paid him?
Right.
People love to brag on 2013. Oh, it was the biggest fundraising year in history. It was also the year of our biggest loss. $245,000. Check the math. Because I know you motherfuckers love to quote things, but have no idea what the context they're in. Check the math.
No, out of order. He cannot call this board motherfuckers.
Well, when you attack the people, you become enemies of the people.
Back
you attack this station.
Back
you attack
off.
This station.
Back up.
Motherfucker, don't yell at me. You have assaulted this station.
You have done nothing to raise money.
He is out of order.
None of you.
You are harassed.
You will not be allowed to speak at the next board meeting. Goodbye, Adam.
Who's next?
How about fixing the phone, Jonathan? How about that one?
Why don't you go do it?
Christine Ann. Christiane.
Who's next?
And that's...
I would like to make a motion that the person who just called us motherfuckers
twice
be excluded at least from the next board meeting from making public comments. And if he makes comments from the public location, that he be excluded from the meeting. This is a personal affront to all of us.
Okay, all in favor of that motion?
More than putting the corporation in danger.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, abstentions? Carried.
Further, I would like to specifically have this incident reported and our motion reported to the general manager to reconsider having, as our volunteer coordinator in the face of KPFK, be represented by someone who is using his...
Who's wider? I'm pretty wide.
This is the time for public comments. If we want to make
that's fine, but
motion, we should let the public finish.
There's
still decorum. Okay, there's still appropriate language to use in addressing the board. Please be considerate of that. It has nothing to do with race. I appreciate that. Christina.
There's no T in my name, just Christina.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I might get so quiet. That's okay, I'm theater trained.
Just for the record, he used the term motherfucker, which is a vernacular term from a community that he is very involved. So, that's what the term he used is like saying, you know, you guys or dude or whatever else. It's not meant in any way to be derogatory to any board member. But of course, if any of you have had sexual intercourse with a mother, it would apply. But it is a vernacular term like dude or anything else. And so think about that.
The public is speaking. Listen.
Secondly, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but since I watched a board member make fun of another board member's Latino accent, I have to be careful of how we worry about that.
All right, I did not.
I'm not looking at you.
Oh, who are you looking at?
You have got to raise.
I'm just looking.
Grace.
So, you know, that was kind of rude. I didn't say any names, so relax. The paranoia is telling. I do think that it's interesting to note that the public and the board should note that the bulk of the motions before this board come from the same group of people.
Right.
I should get at least 15 more seconds because I've had a lot of like laughter and interruptions from the board.
No.
Yes. No? You don't think so?
No. Fine. It's time.
Okay. Yes, I hear it. But that's really.
Chair.
Go ahead. Finish.
No. You know what? The people mean nothing, and the agenda of a few board members mean everything. So.
Chair.
Time.
Good luck
Thank
with
you.
That.
That's the end of the second public comment.
Financial situation.
Have we voted to extend another 15 minutes?
No. Wait a minute.
This is time certain to exit at 2 o'clock, which means
Point of order.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Another 5 minutes.
Point of order. I just want to know how much time we need in order to fulfill our obligation to have a 30 minutes total
five more minutes for the public.
Who's next?
Okay.
Speaker.
Five more minutes.
It's not only fulfilling our obligation.
Right.
We want to hear them.
Five more minutes for public comments. I misinterpreted the time clock. Whoever is
Jose.
Next on there.
Go ahead.
Jose.
Who?
Jose.
Nancy, go ahead.
Which one?
Yes.
Jose.
It's not. Jose.
Which one?
I'll see my time to answer.
Okay.
Oh. They both can go.
It's time for both of you.
Okay, this I want to say. The both of you trip to make sure they didn't sell our stations off shows that we can work together on some things, okay? And that's very important because we are here to serve the Pacifica stations. Second, the earlier conversation we had on the program, Sonali Kahartar and Roya Tuckman. Now, I listened to Sonali's program a lot in the morning. She's had good programs. Someone said she had someone on that was for U.S. intervention. I hadn't heard that from them. Maybe that's true. And if she does do stuff like that, she'd also bring programmers who are against bombing Syria and Iraq and other countries, against imperialism. We are a station that's supposed to represent the forces against war, forces against imperialism, alternative voices to that of the status quo, against what the U.S. empire is doing. We have to support indigenous rights. We have to support climate justice. We have to hear all those voices that are radical, revolutionary. We need to be a station that has people of color who are on the front lines. The indigenous peoples, African peoples, they are on the Latino, Mexicano. They're on the front lines of the struggle. And it needs to have those voices. These wonderful sisters are on Sonali's time. Maybe they could be, if it's okay with them, you had to ask them. Transfer to Ian Masters' program. Take some of him off.
On all 15 minutes, or do we have more time? Do we have more time in the 15-minute segment?
We have like two minutes left.
Agustin wants to speak.
Some of you have spoken twice, and we do ask that anyone who has not spoken once have a chance. That would be
Rosemary.
We ask that people who have already spoken before today give precedence to someone who has signed up who has not had time to speak once.
Okay,
so that would be Rosemary.
Before today, I haven't. This is the first.
No.
This is
he,
the
means first meeting. He means before today.
There's one more minute.
Rosemary,
come on, Rosemary.
We're out of time.
It's you. You got
okay.
The
no, Rosemary.
Hello, everybody. I want to thank those of you who are voting independently, who are thinking for yourselves, for expressing your own opinions and realizing that you can't just follow the crowd, because the crowd isn't always right. And we voted you guys in. Not individually, but I mean in general. So the most important role that you have is representing the listeners, and you have to listen to the listeners. And you also have to represent the mission statement, which does include representing all voices in the community. And as Augustine brought up, we have a lot of people out there who are not the same old people. So please take that into account from here on out. And also when you talking about what Bella brought up, you guys need to discuss these motions and do it fairly and have more representation on the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. It is now time. We are reached our time certain for adjournment. I will tell you we have missed the Q&A to our PNB directors. We have not had our committee and task force reports or from our local committee reports, as well as new business. So, unless you wish to continue, these will all have to be deferred into a future meeting.
That's correct.
Mr. Fry.
I have a quick announcement. Sure.
Wait, did
you
just call on him?
I think it's really, really important, having gone through a lot of confusion in the committees of the last month, that we address the committee structure before we leave here today, or have another month of that confusion of the votes. And who doesn't vote, and who's a member, who's not a member.
Would you move to extend time for us to cover this?
For that, topic? I would. For that,
well, there's other items also that we have to cover.
Could I give a friendly amendment to that? Maybe we can do this conversation on email to the board.
That doesn't make it part of the meeting. Mr. Frederick?
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Do we vote to extend for 15?
I want to say something. That we're supposed to be discussing how we're going to raise money, okay? There was a fundraising committee meeting. We had three motions, actually, about raising money. And I think if we're going to extend, that we should address those motions and get them done. They'll take 5 minutes each, maybe, not even. And I want to do that.
Well, that would mean extending probably up to an additional half hour.
I want to withdraw my motion.
You want to withdraw your motion, Steve?
I don't know what it was, but...
Motion to extend the meeting has been withdrawn.
Okay, adjourn the meeting.
You don't want to extend the meeting to discuss the
fundraising. Hold on. I'm sorry. You haven't heard the meeting. I need to make a quick announcement about the result of the PNB contested committee elections that were contested last week. They were verified by John Gary and Terry Goodman. So the audit, elections, and governance committees that were in dispute for the PNB committees have been validated.
Thank you.
Good. Meeting adjourned?
Steve withdrew his motion. Dorothy, you express as a motion what you wish us to do.
I would like to make a motion that we extend the meeting for 5 minutes to discuss the motions on fundraising that actually went through a committee and deserve to be discussed for 5 minutes.
Point of order for that, and that is we have to have 2/3 of body to approve that now, because we got over 2 o'clock time to bring another motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. Motion to extend, requiring a 2/3 vote, by 5 minutes. Raise hand.
To extend?
In favor of extending for five minutes.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Opposed?
Seven.
Okay, I'm going to count again.
No, no.
Motion
no.
to extend meeting for 5 minutes to discuss fundraising. Raise your hand.
Well,
one,
I'm embarrassed
two,
to remember this
three,
exactly.
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Opposed to extending for 5 minutes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I do not believe we have a two-thirds vote.
I believe you should all be ashamed of yourself who voted no for 5 minutes.
The
meeting is adjourned. The next LSB meeting will be Sunday, April 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the same location.
Thank you, Roberta.
The next scheduled committee meetings are listed here, and I will get back to our committee chairs clarifying.
Jake, you and White are on.
Yeah, my wife. And give me the other blue one as well.
Yes, yeah. Sure. Hey, No. It never seems like that when you're doing it. So from the outside, you know, you can't judge yourself.
I guess I am a trustee.
I don't mean it.
Yeah, 1 second.
Is it possible to
interview
you?
What, right now?
Out of time for how far you take it.
I'd
like to interview you. Ask me a few questions about the I'm going to be the one asking the questions. And if this is the convenient time for you, I'd be happy to do another time since you're on the board. And here, right now, I'm not going to would you like to say what you would need there?
Yes.
Where are you? Okay.
Well, I can go to the station.
What is the phone number?
Yeah, my phone number.
I would prefer you to text me now. Sometimes I don't hear the phone.
That's good.
Okay.
So I'll give you the number. My number. Send me a text.
I don't have my phone number.
I'll get it.
Is it? Do you have the number of four? Do you think Grace lives on the
It's not that bad. No. You exclude. You just make an announcement.
Well, Fred, are you collecting these money?
No, yes. I have somebody collecting them.
Right here.
But those need to go back to Jamie. Here.